Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Okay, we're going to talk about Amber Heard and Johnny Depp because we care more about them than anything right now.
Except maybe hummus.
Because that's all we can think about.
Also, you can duplicate Kim Kardashian's look for just $12. We'll get to both those stories here in a bit. But first, let's begin this hour's E! News with Nick Cannon this morning.
Nick Cannon finally is considering getting snipped.
Just considering?
Well, he has officially talked to his doctor about it.
Oh, so he still has to follow through.
I don't know if I would have designed it this way. Like, I already done went and got my vasectomy consultation. Not out here looking to populate the earth completely, but I'm definitely looking forward to taking care and loving all the children. And I'm quite honest when I speak about it. I do have the guilt of not having enough time to spend with all of my children, as we all do, because we're working, yeah, we're constantly going, but I want to be every aspect of their life.
Baby number 8 is on the way with his girlfriend, Bree. He has 6 other children with 3 other women, including 10-year-old twins with Mariah Carey. His 7th child, which was with Alyssa Scott, is the one that passed away last December from brain cancer.
Right. So,
remember how horrible that was?
Yes.
We're
going to take a quick break here. Kim Kardashian, of course, you made headlines by wearing that famous Marilyn Monroe dress to the Met Gala. You can actually get your hands on that dress or, you know, something fairly close to it at a discount. We'll talk about it coming up. First, Denise Johnson with your latest traffic.
My house has a new glow. I love my windows. Universal Windows Direct.
When it comes to windows, doors, roofing, siding, and gutters, I'm a fan of Universal Windows Direct. And right now, you can get $250 off entry and patio doors. Check out UWDSouthwestOhio.com or call 513-755-1800.
I love my windows. They've got that brand new home effect.
The world's most inconvenient convenience store hangs off a cliff in China and sells snacks to climbers. Crazy.
Oh.
Yeah, and this is annoying. It's cash only, but there's an ATM 5 miles up.
Oh.
The energy drink company Red Bull last weekend held its World Paper Airplane Championship while Four Loko launched its first annual Squid Games.
Taylor Swift delivered the NYU commencement address at Yankee Stadium. Yeah. Of course, the ceremony lasted a while because Taylor did the speech once and had to re-record it. And
yeah, I got some audio of Taylor Swift's commencement speech if you want to hear it.
It was really good. I thought it was really good.
I haven't heard it yet. I would love to hear it.
Yeah, let's see here. Taylor Swift. She gave the commencement address to New York University's class of 2022 yesterday.
We are led by our gut instincts, our intuition, our desires and fears, our scars and our dreams. And you will screw it up sometimes. So will I. And when I do, you will most likely read about it on the internet. And as long as we are fortunate enough to be breathing, we will breathe in, breathe through, breathe deep, breathe out. And I am a doctor now, so I know how breathing works.
Yeah, she actually received an honorary doctorate from the school, which makes her Dr. Taylor Swift. So she would like to be referred to now as Dr. Taylor Swift.
Yeah, some of the points that she made, she says, you didn't do it alone. She talks about that. You get what you get. You get what you get. It's what you do with it. Learn to catch and release. Embrace the cringe. Effortlessness is a myth. Mistakes do not equal failure. She covered a lot of ground in her speech.
And that is all very interesting, but we would like to talk about Kim Kardashian's dress.
Okay, let's do that. Let's talk about the dress. Kim Kardashian made headlines by wearing that Marilyn Monroe dress.
On to more
right?
important things than graduating college.
Yes, right. And any information that might make a difference in your life. But a TikTok star showed how you can replicate her look for just a couple of bucks. So his name is Corey O'Brien. He found a $12 dress from Forever 21. He bought more than 350 rhinestones from a Michael's craft store, and he bedazzled it.
Who's got time for that?
He also super glued a strip of rhinestones together for earrings and used paper towels to replicate Kim's white shawl. He said, "You can make
paper towel.
Yes, you can make a quality look without a huge quantity of money."
Look at that.
So there you go.
I was looking at her on the cover of Sports Illustrated. I don't know if you guys knew that, but she's one of the cover models that's on the swimsuit edition this year. And I'm just wondering if they, do you think they Photoshop off her body hair, or does she have that completely removed?
Oh, I'm sure it's completely removed.
Because she has on a bottom that might be, I don't know, an inch and a half to 2 inches width. Like her bottoms, her bikini bottoms. And I was like, how does she not have any hair anywhere?
Oh, that's probably been lasered. She's probably had it all lasered off.
You think so?
I wouldn't be surprised. So she's on a cover too. Did they must have done multiple covers.
They did. They did multiple covers. She recorded it. She did the photo shoot back in January in the Dominican Republic. And then I think it comes out now.
Okay.
Well, and Carmen Electra is now on OnlyFans. Carmen Electra has joined OnlyFans. This is big breaking news this morning. She said, and I'm quoting here, "I just felt like, yeah, I need to do this."
That's how I feel too, but I haven't done it yet.
I mean, the amount of money you can make on OnlyFans. Remember Cash Me Outside Girl from Dr.
us.
That's right. Phil Cash Me Outside. Millions of dollars.
Wow.
She said, "I, for once, have this opportunity to be my own boss and have my own creative vision to share with my fans without someone standing over me telling me, don't do this, don't do that, cover this up, cover that up."
I love artists' own creative visions.
Yes, and I can't wait to see Carmen Electra's on OnlyFans. And just how much will Carmen uncover on OnlyFans? Well, she's not saying exactly, but she is promising swimwear and lingerie photos, along with, quote, "more sexy, classy pictures and videos."
Oh, nice. She's in her 50s. Is she in her 50s yet? She's got to be close to 50.
I'll look it up.
She also noted that she won't have to cover anything too explicit with strategically placed heart or star emojis like she would on Instagram.
Oh, that's true. This is her creative freedom right there.
Don't worry about this. And I'm telling you, Brittany might want to consider this.
She just turned 50 in April.
There you go.
She said, "People are going to do what they want to do anyway with your photos, so you might as well be in control of them and follow what you feel like doing inside." And she will be doing it on OnlyFans.
Wow.
Carmen Electra, everybody.
There you go. You can find her there.
That's right.
All right. The Johnny Depp Amber Heard defamation trial. People are watching a lot.
Yeah.
And judging by social media reactions, it kind of seems like it's practically all we really care about in the world right now.
Well, at least more than anything else.
According to Axios, each published article about the trial gets an average of 508 social media interactions. That's more than here's the rundown. It is more than Elon Musk gets 417. Joe Biden gets 170. Abortion gets 141. The Russia-Ukraine war gets 91. Inflation gets 70. And COVID gets 44. Johnny and Amber, 508.
Wow.
So if you're judging by just social media interaction, that seems to be the hot topic.
Well, I mean, look, we've all had a bad breakup, so we can all relate to the Johnny Depp Amber Heard story.
To
maybe
an
not
extent.
A breakup that ugly. But.
But we know what it's like to date someone that maybe just maybe, you know.
Sure.
We pushed each other buttons and all.
Yeah. I mean, I had an Amber Heard in my life years ago that brought out, I wouldn't say the Johnny Depp in me. You know, we never had physical violence with each other, but there was physical violence committed against my car on more than one occasion.
Wow.
Yeah.
And
it was passion right there.
Yeah. And that's how you took it at the time, wasn't it? Kind of like, oh my God, geez.
Mm-hmm.
You've always been a little bit drawn to the passionate ones.
I was when I was younger, less so now. A little less inclined.
You don't quite have the energy.
Yeah. And she's actually, over the years, I mean, we don't talk on a regular basis. It's very rare, but we did reconnect years ago, and she's really calmed down. She's happy. Yeah. She's married. She's got like 8 million kids. And
she still has that in her, though.
What did you do that caused her to beat up your car?
I just existed.
No, I don't.
I just think that there are just certain bad combinations of people that it's very passionate, but it's not necessarily a good thing. Sometimes they bring out the best and worst in each other.
I bet you gaslit her, didn't you? There's a little gaslighting going on there, I bet. He knows exactly what happened.
Oh, yes, he does.
He just doesn't want to share
it. I always said that, though. Everybody has that in them. It's about who brings it out of you.
Well, yeah, exactly.
I mean, I mean, think about your exes.
I disagree. Yeah.
I mean, you know, the minute we laid eyes on each other, it was, it was just instantaneous. It was combustible.
Yeah.
You know, but that for better or for worse.
Yeah.
And when it got to the point where it was worse, predominantly worse, more often than it was better, you know, that's, we just had to break
away.
Gotta
go.
Oh.
How old were you at the time?
I was in my early 20s, so, yeah, 20. 20. 20, 21.
When you talked years later, did she say, hey, I'm sorry I slashed your tires?
All of it. Yeah, it was all just like, what was that? Like, what was wrong with us? Yeah. I don't know.
How long were you in that relationship?
On and off for probably 3 years.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a long one.
After the car issues.
It was exhausting and it was exciting. You know, anybody who's been in that kind of passionate relationship can relate to that, you know.
Well, because the relations are so good. That's what makes you go back.
But
sometimes.
It gets to a point where it's so toxic. It's just bad for you. You just got to get out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a cold out. Yeah. You're done. Hard stop.
Totally. Anyway.
But you do smile as you recall the time.
That's true, too.
It wasn't all bad. I mean, you try to look back on it with a sober view of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, let's be honest, there were some great times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the midst of it all.
Do we know how much longer the trial's going on for these two? I mean, is it like...
I think she's done. I think she's off.
Oh, she's finished now? Okay.
So it's just, yeah. The rest of that.
Wow. What else do we have here this morning? I feel like there was something. Oh, yes. Chelsea Handler. So you know how Ellen DeGeneres is leaving her show?
Mm-hmm.
And leading up to the end, you know, you got all these other celebrities who are sort of paying tribute and bidding their farewell. And Chelsea Handler went topless in her farewell video to Ellen DeGeneres for her final season.
Ellen, congratulations on 19 years of doing your show. I would show you my breasts, but we've already seen them. So I'll just sit like this and tell you that I am so proud of you. You are a rock star. You made this work for 19 years. So go have fun. And you know what that means.
There you go. And that right there is your latest E! News. We'll have more for you coming up after 7 o'clock. In the meantime, straight ahead, we got 3 headlines for you. 2 of those headlines are fake. 1 headline is real. If you can guess the real headline, we got those Carrie Underwood tickets?
We sure do.
All right, win them before you can buy them. It's coming up next. But first, let's check the roads. We got Denise Johnson standing by here with your latest Q102 traffic.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.